Artist Oliver Herring watches as roughly 2,000 square feet of floor in the ISU galleries is methodically covered in brown paper and taped into place.
This paper is going to last 5 minutes, I predict.
The paper sets the groundwork for the art to come. Herring, who has exhibited his work at the Museum of Modern Art and around the world, brings his latest inspiration to Normal. It's called Task, an improvisational collaboration between Herring and a large group of participants. Herring's previous work included knitting mylar sculptures, something he did in near total isolation for a decade. Feeling the need to engage with other people in his art, Herring began tailoring his work to be more collaborative. During that process, he had access to many people who had never before created art.
And what amazed me was how many people really threw themselves into this process and how they expressed themselves through it. They're clearly outlets that are missing, you know, for this kind of open-ended, idiosyncratic, messy, paradoxical process that art can be at its best.
So Herring created Task, actually a party, where individuals who normally don't get to express their creative side can join Herring in an artistic festivity. The gallery is stocked with a variety of materials for creating, confetti, paint, cardboard, markers, tape, and so forth. When participants in the Task party first enter the event, they write a task on a slip of paper and put it in a pool of other tasks for someone else to draw out. It could be anything from stand on one leg to start a revolution. And there's no wrong way to do a task, says Herring. It's up to the individual to interpret it. Once the drawn task is completed, the participants self-perpetuate the event by writing a new task for someone else.
But because everybody around you does the same thing, all bets are off. Because if you start a revolution and you're close to me and you need more people to manifest that revolution, and I meanwhile stand on a leg, then immediately these two tasks become hybridized and I may help you with your revolution, but I'll do this on one leg. It becomes purposeful, beautiful, incredibly fun chaos.
And the possibility of anarchy always exists, says the curator of Task, Kendra Pates. She says that's what makes the event so exciting.
Literally anything could happen, you know, and it's very rare that people get the chance to walk in and they could just be painting on the gallery walls, you know, or they could be doing somersaults across the gallery floor. You know, it's really breaking down some of those barriers very literally.
Pates says this type of art has been on the rise, and there are various precedents throughout the 20th century leading up to Task.
In the 90s, in particular, relational art became a big focus. You know, the artist is more of the facilitator versus the creator. They allow things to happen versus creating this object. People's interactions with the artwork are more important than actually just viewing a specific piece.
It's a sunny Saturday afternoon, and roughly 100 people are crowding into the ISU gallery to participate in the Task party. Entry is through a tunnel of plastic and paper, which seems to emphasize the transition from the regular world into a world where it's okay to draw on the walls and roll around on the floor in the name of creativity. Doug Johnson walks by, swathed in bubble wrap. His task is to create a wedding dress. Johnson takes a card and writes a new task, which instructs participants to avoid being in any photographs for the next 5 minutes.
So much of anything like this happening is about the documentation of it. And so by actively seeking to avoid that aspect of it, it becomes a creative process in and of itself.
Bill Daniels is an ISU theater major. He says that the task party is crazy fun and unlike anything he's ever done before. He heads over to the bucket to write a task for someone else to draw.
It's make a wall angel, like a snow angel, but you do it on the wall.
Are you going to wait and watch for someone to do that?
It'd be really cool if I could find someone to do it.
Did you take another one out?
Yeah.
What's it say?
Lie on your back and act like a turtle on its back in turmoil.
Daniel obligingly gets on the floor and thrusts his limbs in the air, thrashing about and grinning all the while. Meanwhile, Susan Rogers dips her hand into the bucket and draws out the task that Daniel just wrote. Barry Blinderman, who is the head of ISU Galleries, happens along. His task is to shout out the word,
Hallelujah!
You gonna help me draw my angel?
Hallelujah, I am an angel.
I'm the angel.
Okay, yeah, I'll make one out of you.
Well, how?
I'll draw a wild angel and you lean against the wall and I'll make it.
All right.
This is great. This is one day where I don't have to make any sense.
Arms splayed, Rogers flattens herself against the wall while Blinderman wields a marker to produce her outline. He then hybridizes his own task, writing the word hallelujah next to the finished wall angel. Oliver Herring stands nearby, a video camera capturing all the action of the task party.
It confirms what I really believe, that wherever you go, people have the same kind of needs for outlets. If you give them an outlet, they'll use it.
Echoes of the party will remain in the ISU gallery with the exhibition Task Plus. Curator Kendra Pates says this creates a stage where the task party can be contextualized. The ISU gallery will also publish the very first book about Task and Herring's work. I'm Laura Kennedy, WGLT News.